Okay, so welcome to part four of my series on my five favorite headphones. I was finishing up with the Bose QC20i noise canceling headphones. I wanted to mention that there is a control on the cable where I talked about at the top. You can control volume, you control play pause, and you can answer and hang up phone calls, for example, with this control. There's an extra button on that control that when you press it, it will reduce the noise cancellation effect by half. And this is kind of nice if you're on a plane or on a bus and someone starts making an announcement, you can press the button, reduce the noise cancellation effect by half so you can easily hear the announcement. Nice feature of the QC20i headphones. I really like these a lot. They get about 15 hours of battery life between charges. Takes about 3 hours to charge the battery. They work great. They sound excellent as far as I'm concerned, and the noise cancellation is phenomenal. So they're really great if you're in a noisy environment. And I also like to use them at home when I'm getting ready to go to sleep. They really make a for a perfectly quiet environment or for a really nice way to listen to music or something, podcast, audio, anything, sounds great on these headphones. Okay, so those are the three Bose headphones that I'm really liking these days. I want to move on now to two headphones that are bone conduction, so they keep your ears completely open. These have been reviewed quite a bit. We've talked about it on the Tech Doctor podcast, and they've been reviewed on the Blind Geek Zone as well, and they're from a company called Aftershokz, AfterShokz, and they're at aftershokz.com. I have both a Bluetooth version called the Aftershokz Blues, BLUEZ, and a wired version of these headphones, which are their sports model, and they both are similar in that they go around the back of your head. There's a band that goes around the back of your head. And they have the earpieces themselves, which sit above in front of your ears, sort of like wearing a backwards pair of glasses, honestly, because they hook over the top of your ears, and the little condensers sit in front of your ears. So your ears are completely uncovered, and they radiate the sound through your cheekbones. They sound really well, in my opinion, work really well for audio, books, for podcasts, for listening to text-to-speech. I don't personally prefer them for music, but they're okay with music. They just don't sound that great to me with music. They have plenty of volume, and they're good for using with being used with a GPS system or with any audio out. If you need to walk outside, they have provide enough volume for that. And the Bluetooth version, I find it works great with the iPhone, which is what I use it with. I have no problem listening to lots of podcasts with these headphones, and that's mostly what I use them for, because it's really nice to have your ears open. The wired version is very similar to the Bluetooth version, although I do find that the Bluetooth version, honestly, my ears has a bit better sound than the wired version, but they're both clear and easy to understand. And check them out at aftershokz.com and learn more about bone conduction headphones. I think basically that this is going to conclude my little mini series on headphones here. Gives you some idea of the five that I'm really enjoying. I carry them, at least four of the five, with me almost all the time. And as you can see, I'm pretty much a headphone nut. Anyway, I use them for different purposes, and they meet my needs really well. So check out the Bose at Bose.com and the Aftershokz at Aftershokz.com. And thanks for listening to my little rant on headphones. So until next time, so long for now.